Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our program. CAM School Superintendent Paul Cron is with us here this morning. Paul, how are you?
Good. How are you, Jim?
Well, very good. We're a little over halfway through the school year now for 2019-2020. How's it been?
It's going fast. Can't believe we're halfway done. Next thing you know, we'll blink our eyes and we'll have graduation here in May. But we're doing well and learning a lot. And obviously we got things going. Since I started, the board has been on this process of facility assessments and looking at our facilities and trying to make some decisions as we move forward in this process, what's going to be best for our kids today and into the future.
You bet. And that's what we wanted to talk about this morning. You've got some public meetings coming up to visit with community patrons about the facility improvements that have been looked at. Is this a project that's been in the works before you got there?
They had hired Boyd Jones and L.A. Pointer. That's an architectural firm, L.A. Pointer. I can't say their last name. Oftentimes we just call them L.A. Pointer. But anyway, they had hired them shortly before I took the job here in July. And then we started with initial meetings with them and the board when I started in July and August there. Just some initial overviews. At that time, they've had engineers and architects walk our buildings, toured all our facilities. They've came back and looked at other things like the mechanical sides and electrical and made some assessments as well on those, reported back to the board, I want to say in October, if I remember correctly. At that time, we also met with our certified staff, our teaching staff, and they polled them and went through some exercises. I was not there at those meetings, but they came back with, I'll say, initial findings there. We've had a conversation with some financial, I'll say, institutions like Piper Jaffray and PFM, presentation of where we're at financially as a district, where we could be with resources, whether it be the PEPL and the save monies or bonding. You know, what capacities would you have there? And then we continued this conversation and having no decisions made on direction, what we could do or not do. And I think at that time, our last workshop, we discussed all these things and reviewed things. And I thought it was wise of the board at that time to say, you know, we could have ideas as a board, but why not get input from our public, see what kind of direction they would like to go, inform them of why we are looking at our facilities, why we want to look at considerations and improvements, and then get their input as well. And so they know why we're doing it, how we have to get there if we're going to do some of these things from the public meetings that we're going to have. So we have three of them scheduled, and they happen to be right in a row, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. And that is purposely done. One on the 9th is a Sunday, and it's at 1 o'clock in Cumberland at the community building. And being a Sunday and having at 1, we thought it would be nice to provide a little lunch if people would come, if they came after church or something like that. Then on the 10th, we have one at 5 o'clock at the high school commons. And then at the 11th, we are going to have that one at the middle school in Messina in the commons as well at 5 p.m. Expect these meetings to last about an hour to an hour and a half long, depending on comments that are collected from the public or questions that might come through these presentations. But these three meetings are identical. They're all informational, what we've done to this point and why we've done it to this point, and then what's the next steps that will take place. But if you couldn't make it because of an activity on Sunday and Tuesday, make it to Monday's meeting and Anita, or vice versa. If you can't make it because of Tuesday and Monday, come to the meeting in Cumberland on Sunday at 1. You know, so we're trying to give people in our district the opportunity to get to this meeting. Any one of these three meetings will be the same presentation on information. And then as we move forward in this process, there'll be other community meetings, and those will be probably more specific, driven by the conversations and the discussions that are being had in the community along with the board. And then those will rotate, and we'll try to do things to make sure everybody can get that information as they go through the process.
Well, very good. Are there larger issues that kind of spurred this talk in the first place, like, you know, for example, running out of space because of growth or technology changes, changing dynamics? Sometimes you run into, you know, all kinds of different types of things, aging buildings and things. Is it a combination of a lot of things?
I'll say a combination. Security, obviously, what is mentioned in today's age of a secured building, you know, like we have secured entrances, but they open up to the entire building, and you kind of want to limit that flow, at least during the business day, and make things look aesthetically. That's one. Handicap accessibility, the aging parts of buildings, whether it be roofs and lighting, mechanical systems, you know, some of those things that take a lot of money but don't show a lot of change because you don't really change a lot of the structure of the walls. Those are things that they were looking at, and then you get into conversations of, you know, we're doing this for the kids and what's important for the way we should educate kids today and in the future. What kind of facilities should we have there? And that changes, and who knows what that's going to look like 25 and 30 years from now. But if you're going to spend some money and a considerable amount of money, then I think that's good that you're looking at it in an in-depth way and considering all these things. And obviously, when you get to that kind of a conversation, it's good to have your public involved in it as well at the beginning and not wondering what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Right, right. Well, with regard to the project, then, is it kind of wide open right now? Is it looking at like maybe upgrades or adjustments to what you have, or is it building new, or are you just kind of wide open to taking ideas?
It is, I'll say, wide open right now. There's no decisions that are being made. You know, and just tell you some of the conversations had at the board table is, you know, does it make sense to, like you said, build versus repair? You know, what makes sense? Well, then, you know, how buildings are aligned and how they're used and what facilities are used and what ones are not used anymore and something else in that replacement. Those are wide open conversations, but I think you got to get, I'll say, a 10,000 foot view first before you drill down into a specific and try to go to your public with something very specific so they know why you're doing what you're doing and not wondering. So I think the process is a good one that we're heading down. And at this time, I think it's time to get the, and I agree with the board here too, that it's time to get the public involved and letting them be a part of the conversations and start driving some of that direction. Ultimately, the board's going to make the decision as we move forward, but they want the input to make a sound decision that will be palatable for the communities.
Sure. So when folks show up that evening or those that afternoon, depending upon when they turn out at which location, it'll be a short presentation, then an opportunity for discussion?
Always. That's where they said, you know, we plan, and Boyd Jones and Alec Pointer have done this in the past, and they said, well, plan it for an hour, but, you know, it could go an hour and a half, could go 2 hours, depending on the comments. And they will record all this, take all this down, and it's all part of the process, you know. So it gives people a chance to have an understanding. And then as, you know, thought processes are being shared and developed, I hope people will continue to come to these meetings. They won't always be the same meeting in three different locations. I can tell you that because I asked that question already. You know, they said as the conversations develop, then they'll do things. We'll try to get it out in social media. We'll try to do it, you know, Facebook Live, you know, get all these things, different ways that if you can't make it physically to the meeting, you can still be a part of it. But the best way to get this information and to be a part of the process is to attend. So we really encourage people to attend the meetings and then continue to attend them as the process moves forward.
You bet. And once these meetings are concluded, folks have had an opportunity to have this initial input, then I suppose there's a ton more work to do with chewing around some of what's been discussed and then coming up with some of the best options.
That is correct. When you do it this way, you're, you know, feeding into a system that is always, like they said, if we came up and developed plan A, B, and C, you know, get ready to see plan A through A1 to A10 and B1 to B15 and C1 to C20. I'm making those up. But, you know, as you have those conversations and they'll look at, you know, when they got this input, then what did that do, or what did that make that project look like, and what's considerations there? And you know, I had a SIAC meeting, and I'll, you know, make sure people understand that there was no decision made. You know, I said, if somebody really wanted a dome over the AstroTurf cross-country field, you know, course, you know, which people would never do that, I would, you know, there's probably more needs than that, but why didn't they do that compared to something else? You know, that way you can understand why those decisions were made, and everybody had a chance to have a voice in the process.
Absolutely. And to do that, they need to stop by for those meetings. And again, those are coming up here real quick, starting this weekend, Sunday, February 9th, starting at 1 o'clock at the Cumberland Community Building. There'll be a light lunch there for you, too. And then on Monday, February 10th, at the Anita High School Commons at 5 o'clock. And follow that up with the Tuesday, February 11th meeting in Messina at the Middle School Commons. That also will begin at 5 p.m. And hope to have plenty of chairs out there for plenty of folks to stop by. Paul, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck with the project.
And appreciate you giving us the coverage and passing the information along to our patrons, Jim. So thank you very much.